Those, however, who for a while believe, never have these adventures, which are reserved for the true believers in Christ. Those who almost believe will never know these joys, for they are far too easily satisfied. Those who believe for a while make only a brief tour in the kingdom, but thereafter they often feel qualified to inform those who know even less about the church. But the fact is, they were really only tourists, not natives, who really knew the kingdom's countryside. The true believers are helped to keep the basic commandments because they gladly do the specific duties of the kingdom. These duties, brothers and sisters, are usually measurable and straightforward. They include partaking of the sacrament, receiving the gospel ordinances, attending meetings in the temple, praying, fasting, studying the scriptures, rendering Christian service, attending to all family duties, being involved in missionary work and reactivation, doing genealogical work, paying our tithes and offerings, and being temporally prepared. The true believer willingly does these duties because he sees their clear connection to keeping the commandments. For instance, proper participation in the Lord's welfare program carries with it this significant blessing. For the sake of retaining a remission of your sins from day to day, I would that ye should impart of your substance to the poor. A great promise. These duties are practical and specific expressions of keeping the first two commandments, the love of God and the love of neighbor. Clearly, we cannot become true believers in Christ merely by keeping the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Discipleship, therefore, means being drawn by seemingly small and routine duties toward the fulfillment of the two great and most challenging commandments.